This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations today to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the world body's General Assembly. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide, killed more than 967,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In the earliest days of the virus, Mr. Trump said, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world. He continued, the Chinese government and the World Health Organization, which, he claimed, is virtually controlled by China, falsely declared there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. All those quotes from Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has cut U.S. funding from the United States to the WHO. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and the WHO should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. The United States on Tuesday recorded its 200,000th coronavirus death. That's a world-leading figure that health experts say could continue to increase by tens of thousands in the coming months. The growing death toll has far surpassed the earliest estimates of the carnage left by the pandemic. It's a figure that's nearly double the total of U.S. military casualties in all the wars fought since the end of World War II. Health analysts at the University of Washington, who track factors spreading the virus and provide regular projections of the death toll, say the number of deaths could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The U.S. has the highest death toll among all nations, but some countries in Europe and Latin America have more deaths per capita. VOA News. Saudi Arabia will gradually resume the year-round Umrah pilgrimage from October 4th. That's according to the Interior Ministry on Tuesday. It was suspended in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. In the first stage, the ministry said 6,000 citizens and residents within the kingdom will be allowed to perform the Umrah per day, and that starts October 4th. That's from a statement published by the official Saudi press agency. Visitors from outside the kingdom will be permitted from November 1st, when Umrah's capacity will be raised to 20,000 pilgrims a day. Again, that word from the ministry. China's Ministry of Commerce has released a long-awaited provision on its unreliable entity list. It's a move seen as a countermeasure to similar actions taken by Washington. The document laid out consequences for a foreign entity that's deemed to be a danger to, quote, national sovereignty, security, or development interests of China. Companies that are on the list could be banned from trade and investing in China. They could face hefty fines or entry restrictions on their employees. China's Ministry of Commerce had promised to draw up an unreliable entity list in May 2019, shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump announced adding Chinese telecommunications firm Huawei to a U.S. blacklist. The Chinese ministry rolled out the details more than 16 months after that announcement, but only one day after the U.S. Commerce Department announced its ban on American users downloading the Chinese app WeChat and video sharing app TikTok. An explosion has rocked a Hezbollah stronghold in southern Lebanon, according to news reports. Smoke was seen billowing over the village of Ain Cana, which is near the port of Sidon. A Hezbollah official confirmed reports of the explosion with the Associated Press, but declined to offer details. The number of casualties, if any, could not be confirmed. News agencies report the blast happened in an arms depot for Hezbollah. Members of the militant group had reportedly cordoned off the area, which prevented journalists from entering. The blast comes 7 weeks after a massive explosion at a Beirut port that killed nearly 200 people, injured 6,500, and damaged thousands of buildings in the capital. That explosion was caused by poorly stored ammonium nitrate. How the chemicals were ignited is still unknown. The United States is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest of a leader of the National Liberation Army, or ELN, rebel group in Colombia. The U.S. accuses Wilver Villegas Palomino of participating in an ongoing scheme to distribute Colombian cocaine in the United States to finance the rebel group. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.